Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Imagine This, or as my brain thinks it, hashtag Imagine This, but it's Imagine This, I promise. to my, Kat, you're going to be to my left, right? Joining me on this call is Kat Harris. There we go.
Hi, everybody. What's up?
She and I have this awesome episode planned for you guys today. The theme of today is called Design Your Own Destiny. And what Design Your Own Destiny means, what we're referring to is taking a skill set you may currently have or even interest you may currently have, looking at what you want to do in the future and taking what you love and what you know already and marrying that to where you want to be. And Kat, we're also going to talk about, a cool startup that knew what they wanted to do, you know, took their existing skill set, built on that and made something profitable out of it. So, Kat, go ahead and tell us about this special someone. I'm not going to look weird at all when I do that.
Yeah. So the startup that we'll be talking about is this awesome startup called Ventana. They are a great example of people taking their what they know and what they love and kind of forming their own destiny. And we interviewed them again at SC Hacks. They were actually students from University of Southern California, so that was really cool. So they designed this startup that makes holograms, and you can check out what they did at the event with this clip.
Today we're here at USC setting up for HackSC, and so what we'll be doing is setting up our system, and really excited about it. What we're doing is we're actually going to be doing a holographic presentation by some GMs at Microsoft. They're actually going to be able to stand next to a hologram of themselves, interact with it, and in Matt's case, tell it to get the heck off stage.
Right now we are in the studio getting ready to make holograms using Ventana technology.
The initial problem we saw that we wanted to solve was our friends watching live streams of concerts on their laptops, and sitting at a desk was no way to experience a concert. We wanted artists to be able to play multiple venues at the same time so people could have that same great concert experience without actually having to attend the live show, which was usually really expensive.
So I spent a lot of time working with startups, and like I rarely get to say like Star Wars-like, but this was like Star Wars-like, right? If you think about the holograms in Star Wars, this is like that plus 30 years because it's new and it's really crisp. And I mean, it's way cool to see, you know, people that you know or people that, you know, celebrities in a holographic form, being able to interact with the crowd, it's amazing.
I really hope that it helps to show what's possible with technology, and more importantly, what students are capable of doing with technology, because that really is, you know, the opportunity ahead for them.
So wasn't that like amazing? I was there in person. And I got to see like the holograms, and we actually like got to go behind the stage and see how everything was set up, and it was so elaborate and so cool. They even had a selfie machine where you could, it was like a smaller version of the clip you just saw, where you could go up and take a selfie and play around with a Microsoft sign, like a hologram sign, and you would move your hand and it would like spin as you pushed it. It was so incredible. Yeah, and it inspired a lot of hacks. So many students were like, oh, I want to use the Kinect now, or I want to do like a cool hardware hack. And there were several hardware hacks at the event. But overall, it was so amazing, so cool.
Epic. The cool thing about those hardware hacks is that, you know, with things like, you know, mixed reality, virtual reality, augmented reality, there's so much that can be done in that space. And there's so much creativity and things you thought, oh, wow, why didn't I come up with that? Or, oh my goodness, this is the coolest thing ever. You should do this. Just a bunch of really, really cool things.
Yeah. And again, we were saying this was happening at hackathons. And so for those of you who don't really know what to do and don't really have that big, oh, this is my destiny and I'm really good at this thing and this is what I want to do for the rest of your life, that is absolutely fine. Just keep getting experience. Keep trying new and cool things and figure out what you think is cool and what makes you really like interested in the world or helping others. Some people find big data and data science fascinating and they love to experiment more in that. Yeah. And I mean, I find games fascinating and the whole back-end development with games and hardware and interactions. And yeah, so just keep hacking and coding and putting your skills to the test at every opportunity you can.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I'll give Kat a plus one. She gets like seven of them already. But no, it's totally true. So the more you build, the more you do, regardless of what your passions are, if you don't know what your passion is yet, right, the more you play around, the wetter you get your feet, so to speak, the more you'll find out there that this is something that I can either A, make a career in, or B, this is my new hobby, right? And I can totally do really, really creative things in this space. So you'll find things you really enjoy doing and really enjoy working with by getting out there and getting exposed to so many different things. And you'll also meet awesome people along the way.
Yes, you will, right, Gav? For those people who don't really know where to start or want to go into something new but don't really know where to look, do we have any resources for them, Gavin?
Hint, we sure do. Again, we're going to shamelessly plug each other. So for gaming resources and how to get started building games, Kat, I believe when you joined Microsoft, you were relatively new to the game development scene, yes?
Kind of, yeah. I had done a few things in college. I was like vice president of our student game developers there. So I had dabbled in games and like developing them from like a student aspect. So very familiar from that point, but not too much with the indie gaming scene. Now I am, but when I first joined, I wasn't.
But if someone who had never, you know, opened Unity or something, right, would you have some resources to help those guys out there?
Yes, I would, Gavin. You can go to my blog, which is Kahari, so KAHARRI.com. I have a bunch of Unity how-tos, developing with Oculus and VR and developing with Kinect as well. So if you want to kind of expand into the gaming world. And then, Gavin, don't you have a bunch of awesome web stuff as well or something? Or?
Not so much web. I'm a mobile guy. I've been recently getting into Android development and learning how to make really cool Android apps and how to tie them to the cloud. So if you guys are interested in that, you guys can visit theothergavin.net and see how to get started with that. I'm also really big into media, right? So taking your media, displaying it, getting it out there for all the world to see, and being anything from as small as I've got one MP4 I want to get to a certain amount of people to I want to be the next Netflix, right? And how to scale that with the cloud. So that's what I do. It's awesome.
Gavin Flix.
Gavin Flix. Woo.
Ooh.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. there are also a bunch of other resources like Microsoft Virtual Academy, Code Academy, Khan Academy, other blogs that other technical evangelists have done. So you can just look on MSDN blogs for help with development there. Definitely. Channel 9, right?
Channel 9. You guys already totally know about because you're totally watching this on Channel 9. And if you're not, stop pirating our videos. No, I'm kidding.
Pirate it and then just go back to Channel 9 and rewatch it. Yeah.
Bring it back there. Another cool thing for all the students out there, we do have DreamSpark, which is our offering to students. You get all of our dev tools from Microsoft. You get an Azure subscription, so if you want to learn how to build for the cloud, you can do that through DreamSpark. Learning resources are there. You also get a three-month subscription to Pluralsight, which is an online learning catalog as well, which is sweet.
And if it's not under DreamSpark, they might be rebranding it to Imagine. We like to rename things here at Microsoft.
Yes, it's under the rebranding. Right, I think it's still DreamSpark as of now, but who knows what happens next month.
Right.
Right.
Oh, speaking of Imagine, There's also a great competition called Imagine Cup, which you should definitely participate in, and you can win, I think it's $50,000?
$50,000 for your hacks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, the idea behind Imagine Cup is students get together and build really, really awesome stuff, things that can change the world effectively, or just things that are just really, really cool. And you guys compete. There is a global competition, and the winners receive $50,000 for their startup. There's different categories and things of that nature, but that's the premise. That's the gist.
And I think this year it's in, like, the winners will go, or, like, the finals are in San Francisco, which is where I am right now. So, fun times. But anyway, again, testing your figuring out what you want to do, finding your destiny or creating your own destiny, that is a great way to kind of test your limits and see what cool new ideas you can bring into the world.
Definitely. That's my ending video wink.
Yeah. Well, good luck, you guys. We're rooting for you. Go check out all those resources that we mentioned. And, happy hacking.